Hello.
Hi, is Spencer in?
This is Spencer.
Hey, Spencer, this is Sam at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Okay, how about you?
Hey, I'm not too bad.
Good.
Looks like we got your online registration. Did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
Sure.
Oh, okay, perfect, perfect. Yeah, I just wanted to follow up with you. Looks like you wanted some information on the working capital programs. Okay, perfect. Just a couple basic questions to start out. I just want to kind of confirm what we have here. Is the name of the business, is it Oakland Park Animal Hospital?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And we had you guys at 2200 West Oakland Park Boulevard?
That's correct.
All right. And how about, is this the best number to reach you at?
Yes, it is. It's my cell phone.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Now, the business, are you guys incorporated? What's the structure?
It's incorporated, yes. It's a sub S corp.
Oh, okay. An S corp. Nice. How long have you been in the business?
I've been in business now 30 years.
Oh, all right. Okay. So, all right. Yeah, that's the basic stuff I needed to go over. As far as, you know, the working capital programs go, we do have a lot of different programs. It kind of depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I will point you in the right direction.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to handle a conversation, for sure. I'm interested in opening up another business. I'm looking for a startup capital, basically.
Okay.
I'm looking for a down payment for commercial real estate.
Okay. Down payment for commercial real estate. All right. Did you have any idea how much you were looking for?
I was looking for ideally $250,000.
Okay. All right. And what type of business is the new startup?
I'm looking at buying multifamily apartment complexes.
Oh, okay. I see.
So I have the financing all set up. I just need money for the down payment.
And
some working capital.
Got it. Okay. All right. And any idea how soon you wanted to get the funds in place?
Probably within 30 days.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, are you the 100% owner at the current business?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, just a couple, you know, qualifying questions to see where we're going to fall in here. What do you guys do at the current business? What do you do for your yearly gross revenue?
Yearly gross, we take in $600,000.
$600,000, okay. And is that what you're on pace to do this year?
Yes, we are.
Okay. All right. Have you stayed pretty consistent at that $600,000 for the past couple of years?
Pretty much, yeah. That's been my consistent cash flow.
Okay. All right. And then how about as far as your personal credit? What's that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
My FICA I just printed up is 792.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. And have you looked anywhere for financing for this new project, or?
I'm having inquiries out there. I'm waiting for a call to get back to me.
Okay, sure. All right, give me one second here. All right, now have you done a working capital loan before?
I've had loans before. So I guess the answer is yes.
You know, just to give you a rundown on you know, how our working capital programs work, just so we're on the same page here. They're typically, you know, they're based on sales. So on your current business, it would be based off of your top line revenue. We're usually able to free up, you know, usually around 10%, sometimes up to 15% of that top line. And then, you know, they're set up on a somewhat shorter terms. The terms can range anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. For first-time borrowers, you know, to be honest, the 3 years is not very common. It's possible, but I don't see it that often. Usually 24 months is the top end of that. So you'd be looking at, you know, based on your numbers of the current business at 600,000, we'd be looking somewhere between 60 and 90,000 to be available to you on the working capital. Now, is that something that you feel like it's in the ballpark of what you'd be able to use?
My minimum is 150.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't want to set any unreasonable expectations here.
Exactly. That's why it's an inquiry. I know projects I'm looking for, they're usually anywhere from $1 million to $1.5 million. And what I'm looking for is acquiring, you know, leveraging my present business for the down payment. And usually that's, at a minimum, 10 to 20% of the projects I'm looking to go into.
Sure. Okay. Now I just want to make sure that we're getting everything right here. So, yeah, so you'd be looking at, you know, realistically speaking, anywhere from 60 to 90,000 available to you right away. Now, if it is an option that it's something that you can start with and work with, it is a renewable source of capital. So once you, if you went for, you know, let's say 60,000, if it's something that you were able to get something started with and you took it on, you went for it. Once you get 40% of the way through the term and you establish the working relationship with us, we then become a whole lot more flexible and open you up to additional financing. So initially we're looking at, you know, right around 60 to 90 being available to you. But if it's something you can work with and we can establish a relationship, there would be a whole lot more available, as we get into, the term. Now, does that sound like it's something that you would be interested in?
I tell you what, I might recycle back to you, but I do have other inquiries out there where maybe I could get a larger capital influx.
Sure.
Where it might be better for my fit. But if I could just keep all your information with me, and then, depending on, I might need to do some creativity to try to get what I need.
Yeah, you know, kind of patch it together. I mean,
yeah, that's what I might end needing to do. So, first, I want to explore my where I get, you know, all the financing from one lender, and if not, then I probably would like to probably recycle back to you and maybe make a patchwork.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it sounds like, you know, at least for what you have going in the works right now, is all of that, the initial cost, is it all going to occur at the same time up front?
Well, yeah, I am going to need, like I said, minimum 150 up front,
yeah,
to launch the project.
Okay, yeah. And, you know, it might make sense to, you know, if you're not able to get that full amount, you know, from one place, to patch them together. But one of the benefits of us is you do have much more available once the initial relationship is established. So that's something that I would highly, you know, recommend to keep in mind, as knowing what a good option would be. Now, with all that said, you know, we got an idea of what we're working with, what's possibly available to you. It doesn't hurt to see exactly what you qualify for. And we can do it fairly quickly and fairly easily, and give you a clear picture of exactly what we're able to offer you. Now, to do that, it takes about a day. And I would just need, it's a one-page application. We take a look at 6 months of your business bank statements and your most recent business tax return. From there, we can give you exactly what your options are of what we can offer you.
Okay. Well, I don't have my most recent tax return. My accountant has yet to give it to me, so that's the other issue. So.
Oh, you got to get the tax return from the accountant.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. What's a good email address for you? I'm not sure if I have one on file here.
Okay. It's O as in October, A as in Apple, K as in King,
okay.
A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, I as in Indian, H as in Hospital, O as in October, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, and AOL.com.
Oh, okay. Okay, so yeah, what I'll do is I'll just shoot you an email right now. It'll have the application, and it'll have a short list of what I would need to get you, you know, an approval with the exact terms. And then, you know, on that email, you'll have all of my direct contact information. So if you have any questions going forward, you can feel free to call me directly or shoot me an email. And then, you know, once you send over the bank statements and the tax return, I can come back. It usually takes about 24 hours, and we can go over, you know, exactly what's available to you and see what, you know, what either makes sense now or a little further down the road and find, you know, find something that would work for you.
Okay. Sounds good.
Did you have any other questions for me before you let me go?
No, I guess that's pretty much, it was just like a preliminary inquiry.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. And like I said, you know, feel free to reach out with any questions that you have. I'm happy to, you know, help and, you know, go over what makes sense now and in the future.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thanks a lot, Spencer. Nice meeting you.
All right, have a good one.